All right, all you podcast nerds, it's here. It's ready. Let's do this thing. The Daily Podcast. It's all the best stuff from today's show. It was a Friday edition of the JDB show. June 12th, it's Dave. It's all the best moments of our broadcast. We started off by talking golf and coronavirus testing. John hallucinated on the way to the show yesterday, and we heard his rather unbelievable tale. James Bond apparently is a dad in the upcoming movie, which probably should have happened a long time ago in the franchise. I think the most unbelievable part of 007 movies isn't the insane violence that he survives in every film, but it's the fact that he hasn't had a kid by now after all those women he bedded. So we heard some news on that. Baldness was brought up. Garth Brooks is going out on tour at your local drive-in movie theater. Song Stories Today featured BTO. We heard about a little Starbucks prank that's making the rounds on TikTok. A listener made the final argument for the perfect album. Today it was Rubber Soul, and you can vote on which album is the most perfect on WMGK.com. You can do so over our graduation weekend here. And comedian slash assassin Brian Callen called us up once again. Have a listen. Here we go. It is the Daily Podcast.
It's so odd that I'm the one who always has the golf news, and I'm the only one in the studio who doesn't play. All right, but there is some good news that came out of the Charles Schwab yesterday.
Okay.
All 487 PGA tested golfers are clear on the coronavirus.
Oh, that's good.
Nobody's got it.
Nice.
Nobody's got it.
But what about their
right now?
What about their caddies?
Right. I don't know. Are they? I don't know if they're part of that number.
They only get 10% of a test.
Right? And supposedly, if along the way, if someone on the tour ends up testing positive, they'll be forced to self isolate for 10 days, not the full 14, until they have no symptoms.
They just throw them in a sand trap.
Yeah, that's it.
Stay there.
Just lay there. Roll around in there, right, and hope it doesn't rain.
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Yesterday morning, in all of the rain, right, I came in here and I said, oh, there's something I got to tell you, and then totally forgot about it. And realized on my way in this morning that I had forgot about it, and I still got to tell you about it.
What happened?
All right, so, you know, by my house, you know where that stream is by my house that you can drive through?
I love that stream. It's such a novelty going to John's house.
Yeah, I mean,
Driving through the river!
And it's actually, that is what a Ford is. A ford is a road that goes through water.
F-J-O-R-D. So like
right. No, not fjord. No, a ford, like a climb every mountain, ford every stream.
Oh, I have a ford.
Okay, yeah. Well, you can take your ford through the ford and get through the stream.
Okay.
Anyway, I come through the ford. I come up onto the street, and as I'm going down the street, all of a sudden, coming out of the stream is a full blown naked woman.
What?
Full blow naked. I'm telling you, I turn, I look, and
what time was this?
This is 4:10, 4:15 in the morning.
I'm pretty sure
she crashed her car.
No.
This sounds like a crack thing.
The ghost, Gothica with Halle Berry, happened.
The ghost has no clothes on and was wringing out her shorts. Okay,
this is like an Amish fantasy.
I'm telling you, and I stopped. Right, and I'm just looking in the rearview mirror. I want to make sure I did see what I saw, and now I'm getting full frontal in the rearview mirror because her back was to me when I was coming up the road. So I had this big shiny white ass in the dark, and then I turn around and I look in the mirror, and I get full frontal, and it's like, okay.
Well, now's the real question is, how'd it look?
Well, when I turned my backup lights on so I could get a better view, the rain was really heavy, and it was tough to tell, but ass was a little flabby, to tell you the truth.
Did your car become a stick shift?
The John DeBella Podcast.
I feel like I'm taking crazy pills!
102.9 MGK.
An hour from now, the final album in the Perfect Album Search. It is the Beatles' Rubber Soul, and we will have a listener talking about that at 7:40 this morning. And then at 9 o'clock, you could start your voting. We'll send you to WMGK.com, and you could put in your pick for which is the perfect album. We're considering a perfect album anything where the next song is just as good as the previous one, that each one is just better and better. And so far, we've got Boston's debut album, Rumors from Fleetwood Mac, The Who, Who's Next?
Yep.
And then today.
Rubber Soul.
And then Rubber Soul today. So we'll speak to our listener at 7:40 this morning. Something that speaks to Dave and I. I'm not sure if you heard about this, Dave, but...
I love hearing that sound.
We are hoping we're going to see this movie this summer.
Fall.
Fall? That's right.
It's Thanksgiving weekend.
It got pushed back to the fall.
Yep.
All right. Now, we already know that he's going to be married in this series. You know that.
There's rumors about that. Don't know. It could be a On Her Majesty's Secret Service remake of sorts.
Because Madeline Swan, the Dr. Madeline Swan that he saves and her father and all that stuff in the last film?
Yep.
All right. Well, guess what else?
What came out?
What happens if you have a wife eventually?
She dies. In the Bond movies.
Good Bond knowledge, Steve, actually. Absolutely. Right at the end. Spoiler alert, if you haven't checked out 1969.
But most people, when they have a wife, what is the next logical thing to come along?
You're kicked to the couch.
Annoyed all the time.
No. All right. A kid. They're talking. There is a rumor that this new movie, No Time to Die, he will have a 5-year-old, right?
BS.
Right? You
think fake
so?
News.
Right?
Well, we already had James Bond Jr. Right? in the 90s.
Uh-huh.
Really crappy cartoon.
Well,
don't need to bring
out
that
of, it's kind of coming out of the not always reliable British tabloids.
Uh-huh. Right?
But it got me to thinking, you know, it could be.
Coming soon, 007 is back. And this time, he isn't alone.
All right, 007, this next gadget is... wait, who pray tell is that?
It's Bring Your Son to Work Day.
I'm 4.5.
It's No Time to Play.
Dad, I want to play with this laser pen. It's a pen and a laser.
Bond, please control your child.
James Bond is back with his child in No Time to Play.
Give me a juice box. Shake it, not stir.
Coming to theaters.
Right up your alley.
Coming around on it now.
It speaks to you in so many ways now.
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
There is something important I have to get to before we get to Cindy this morning, which is, you know, look, I have never been troubled by, you know, my hair loss. It's something I saw my grandfather, I saw my father, right? And even though they go, oh, it comes from your mother's side, who my other grandfather, who I never met, died with a full head of hair. Right, you know, so I don't necessarily buy into that. But this is fine. So I've accepted it. I accepted it a very long time ago. I don't, you know, hey, Baldy, it doesn't faze me at all. It's like, yeah, I know, fine. You're obviously the one that has more of a problem with it than I do.
Sure.
All right, but now I really have a problem. Are you ready for this one?
What happened now?
Scientists have found that bald men have a higher risk of severe coronavirus symptoms.
Oh, no!
It's just because all bald men are older. Mostly.
Right? It's linked to testosterone because, you know, I just produce so much testosterone. I'm such a man.
Is that what it is?
That's what
or
it
is it low testosterone?
Well,
low T.
No. High T makes you go bald.
Oh, really?
Right. Yeah. Or you grew too tall. One of the two. Right. But according to them, right, it makes me more susceptible to the virus.
She's
never going to let me in the house again.
Get your tent.
Wait. Is this a complaint or is this a, come up.
Time to get my swinging bachelor pad. Let's check with Cindy, who has to be on the phone today because President Steve robbed our line.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Mm-mm-mm-mm-mm.
102.9 MGK.
I've got a question for everybody. I'm not sure where Cindy stands on this, but I know where I stand. I'm pretty sure I know where you stand, and I don't know where Dave stands.
Okay.
How do you feel about Garth Brooks, Cindy?
Oh, Cindy.
You know, I mean, he's just there. He doesn't affect me one way or another.
Okay, all right.
I was going to say, the F you heard, I was going to say, for him, absolutely. I love Garth Brooks.
I love Garth Brooks.
I might
also
love him if he didn't use that Britney Spears mic. I hate that mic on a cowboy. It looks so stupid.
Well, look at the size of the hat. There's no way you could get near a microphone with that damn hat on.
Maybe that is the reason. If so, I'll give him a pass.
I'm telling you, I saw Brad Paisley. I saw Garth Brooks when he was here in Philadelphia at the arena, and he did those five shows.
Yep.
One of the greatest concerts of my life. It immediately made it into my top five. All right. Now, the reason why I'm bringing this up is he's going back out on the road, sort of.
Okay. Oh.
All right. He announced yesterday that he's doing a concert event on June 27th that will be shown at 300 drive-in theaters across North America.
That's cool.
Nice.
Right, now, it's $100 per vehicle.
Oh, that's not cool.
All right, but you could have, you know, as many people as fit in the vehicle.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, they're just they're charging by the car, not by the amount of people in the car. So
it's going to turn into a party, dude.
Oh, that's
going
to be a party.
Think about country
and
music and tailgating, which essentially this is.
Yeah, well, they're saying that they're going to follow all CDC guidelines, that they'll be followed. The cars will be 6 feet apart.
You can still get
on the roof.
There'll
be a limited amount of people allowed into the bathroom and the confession stand at any one time and all of that. I'm just curious, will he do that? You know, he remade that song of his to make it a coronavirus song.
What song was that?
The one about, you know, having the friends. And,
oh.
You know, it's just, you know, I hope he does this. It would be great.
I have no commute. I wear a tracksuit and work from my lazy boy chair. They said stay at home and spend time alone. A pandemic had just been declared. I ordered supplies from Amazon Prime. Got Netflix to stay entertained. I got plenty of food and toilet tissue, so I'll just stay in my domain. 'Cause I'm just fine.
It's time once again for
the John DeBella Podcast.
We have a big show, a real big shoe.
Yep. John DeBella.
You should never be allowed to talk to people.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
It's going to be a really great weekend. Not a bad weekend to take a shot at being a co-host on the Radiothon next Friday. The Veterans Radiothon coming up on the 19th. We'll be broadcasting live out from the parking lot here at our beautiful studios at One Ballot Plaza. And you're welcome to stop by to make a donation, or you can make it easily online, or you could be the co-host in the 12 o'clock hour. You get to pick all the music from our vast library. You get a whole bunch of swag from us, station swag, a staff t-shirt, whole pile of vinyl. That's all coming your way. And if you want to be a co-host, put a bid in at cohost@wmgk.com. Send an email to cohost@wmgk.com. Make sure it's here by 5 o'clock on Tuesday, because that's when we're shutting it down. All right. And just tell us what you want to, what you're willing to bid to be at. The high bid right now is $750. So if you can go higher than that, it could be you being our co-host next Friday in the 12 o'clock hour. Again, the address, cohost@wmgk.com.
You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
Song Stories being brought to us by Penn Medicine Virtual Cancer Program. One of our favorite people to talk to, because he's just such a great storyteller, is Randy Bachman. And he says that BTO owes the success to, you ain't seen nothing yet, to the group's A&R guy, Charlie Fatch, and the engineer from the Not Fragile album. If it had been up to him, You Ain't Seen Nothing Yet would have never been released.
Ain't Seen Nothing Yet was to tease my brother who stuttered. It was a throwaway track. I stuttered on it. The guitar's not even in tune, the lead guitar. And Charlie came in and heard the album and said, there's not another song to follow. Let it ride and taking care of business. And the engineer said, play him the throwaway track. He played it. Charlie said, put that on the album. It's a hit. And then he called me saying, you're getting airplay. DJs love it because it's so crazy. There's nothing like it on the air. And I said, I'm embarrassed. When it comes to the air, I turn it off. It went to number one in 22 countries and sold millions of copies.
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Cindy, I've got to ask you, are you much of a Starbucks fan?
Of course.
Oh, you are?
I like
okay.
Starbucks.
Do you ever get that pink drink that they have there?
the dragon root drink?
I don't know what the hell it is.
Unicorn frap?
No, the unicorn frap, that one's gone. Okay. That one's gone. The new one is the pink drink, right? It seems that the big ha-ha joke on TikTok nowadays is to have guys, women have their significant other, whether it's husband, boyfriend, whatever it might be, right?
Mm-hmm.
Make the order for them. But they tell them the wrong name. Listen to this.
Anything else?
Yeah, and I'll have a pinkity drinkity for the lady.
What is it?
Pinkity drinkity.
The pink drink?
If that's what it's, yeah. Josh, she set me up. Okay. The pink one.
That is the best.
The dang it. The pinkity drinkity.
We're so easy.
Yeah. I mean, and this is something Lisa would do. This is something Lisa would do this to me because my wife knows where every Starbucks is between here and California. Right? I mean, we'll be going someplace and go, oh, if you make a left here, there's a Starbucks. I want to get some coffee. Really?
What's her handle on TikTok?
Right? Handle on TikTok is I don't have one.
Okay, right?
You know, Lisa, she fights all technology.
I'll check her MySpace.
Yes, you have a better luck finding it there.
I don't particularly like
John DeBella.
For the same reason that I dislike
the John DeBella podcast.
Thin Lizzy, the boys are back in town. There is a movie coming out based on, it's about the life of Phil Lynott. Some people say Lynott, but Phil Lynott, the lead guitarist. You know, not a lot of, usually when you say black Irishman, you don't mean of somebody of African descent.
Yeah.
Right? It's a whole different term. But being a black Irish guy growing up in Dublin, I mean, it had to be rough.
Sounds interesting.
Right? You know, and he died of septicemia. Right, which pneumonia, and it was all because of drug use, is what came around. But they're going to do a movie about his life, and I think the guy had a really interesting life, so I'm looking forward to it. My guess is it's going to be like a Netflix or a Prime movie or something like that.
Okay,
I don't think it's going to be a theatrical.
Don't know much
release.
About him.
72 degrees and sunny right now. A sunny day is ahead of us with the temperature getting up to 84 degrees. And this morning we get to the fourth of our perfect albums. The first one that we got on Tuesday was Boston's first album. On that, you found More Than a Feeling, Peace of Mind, Foreplay, Long Time, Rock and Roll Band, Smoking, Hitchin' a Ride, Something About You, and Let Me Take You Home Tonight. An incredible list of songs, every one of them played on the radio. Then the next one we got was Rumors by Fleetwood Mac. That showed us Secondhand News, Dreams, Never Going Back Again, Don't Stop, Go Your Own Way, Songbird, The Chain, You Make Love and Fun. I Don't Want to Know, Oh Daddy, and Goldust Woman. Again, strong, strong contender.
Sure.
And then yesterday, we got The Who's Who's Next, which, you know, I didn't realize until we were talking about it yesterday, me being the big, everything on here got played by radio.
It's like a greatest hits.
Right, yeah. You know, Bob O'Reilly, Bargain, Love Ain't For Keeping, My Wife, The Song Is Over, Getting In Tune, Going Mobile, Behind Blue Eyes, and Won't Get Fooled Again. This morning, that brings us to John Coleman. He's on the line.
Good morning, John. How you doing?
I am doing fine, John. How are you?
I am well. Where are you from, John?
I am from Washington Township, New Jersey.
All right. So do you live in the entire township, or is there an actual town that you claim?
That's the entire township.
That's the entire township? Okay. All right. So you don't want to say Turnersville, which is part of Washington Township, is it?
Well, in that case, we'll say Sewell.
Okay, fine. See, I knew I'd beat it out of you, John. And what album are you going with?
Oh, I'm going with Rubber Soul.
Give me your reasons for picking this album. We'll just start there.
Okay. Well, the funny part was that my wife was listening to the contest originally and told me, you got to hear this. And she said, what album would you pick? And I didn't hesitate. I said, Rubber Soul. And she just stared at me, why? And I started telling her. I said, you got to contact them. So the main reason I did this is when they came out with Rubber Soul, it changed everything. It changed the Beatles style. It changed how they recorded. And it also changed music going forward because everybody else saw what Rubber Soul did as an album, not as a bunch of singles that were out there. And if you think about it, it's the only Beatle album that was ever released that never had a single to precede it. It was introduced as an album. The three singles came out afterwards, Michelle and Nowhere Man and Them. But the album was on its own. So you DJs, if you wanted to play, you had to pull tracks out of the album. From that point forward, I think that was the end of the 45.
Nowhere Man appears, I believe, on the British version, but not on the American version.
And I should have prefaced this. I'm talking about the Parlophone a version of it, because when they came out with later on 8-tracks and everything else, it was the British version of it.
Now, unfortunately, though, most Americans knew the American version of this album. It wasn't until years later. We didn't even know at that time that we were getting different versions of Beatles albums than they were, you know, in England and in other countries. The American version started off with I've Just Seen a Face, Norwegian Wood, You Won't See Me, Think for Yourself, The Word, Michelle, and then side two is It's Only Love, Girl, I'm Looking Through You, In My Life, Wait, and Run for Your Life. Again, even if you use that list, each song that follows is just as good as the one that preceded it. I mean, I got to give it to you. And this is the third of, I think, the only album that we've even questioned at all was Fleetwood Mac's Rumours.
And there were some rumors that the Beatles were heavily influenced on the recording of Rubber Soul. Otherwise, how could they do 12-hour days to get that album done in, what was it, 6 weeks or something?
They had a guy. They had a guy who gave them anything they needed. And it wasn't Dr. Robert.
He came later. Thank you, John. WMGK all the way. Keep it up. And by the way, I never heard of Andre Gordon do a Fleetwood Mac Minute.
And that's coming right after he does the Billy Joel Minute. Well, John Coleman, our guest, his pick for the perfect album is the Beatles' Rubber Soul. And later on today, you're going to be able to vote on which of the four you believe is the perfect album. Will it be Boston's debut LP, Fleetwood Mac's Rumours, The Who's Who's Next, or the Beatles' Rubber Soul? You'll find all of that on WMGK.com. John, thank you so much. Thanks for taking the time. Thanks for listening. That was our fourth of the four perfect album suggestions. As of 9 o'clock this morning, you'll be able to go to WMGK.com, put in your vote, and then I guess 7:40 Monday morning, we will announce which one won as a perfect album. Is it Boston, Fleetwood Mac's Rumours, The Who's Next, or Rubber Soul from the Beatles? You'll be able to judge each and every one of them or vote on each and every one of them. And if you did not hear the other listeners, their interviews will be part of the page as well, so you can hear what they had to say about it. 72 degrees outside now, a sunny day with a high temperature, about 84 degrees. Throughout the weekend, it's our graduation weekend. We'll be saluting all of the classic classes throughout the weekend, although I have to admit, I love the idea that somebody's drilling below us.
It's not flatulence, folks.
Right. I'm just, wait a second. Okay, now it's gone. All right. You know, I was thinking about it this morning, Cindy, and you realize that the two of us, right, graduated from high school and college before the three of them were born.
Wow. Unfortunately, I'm painfully aware of that.
Wow.
You know, I'm looking at this and I'm realizing, okay, I was the class of 68 in high school, the class of 72, well, 73 because it was a long war, right, in college. Right? And neither one of them were on the earth. Their parents hadn't met yet.
Not even close.
Right?
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
It's like,
oh, wow.
It's, yeah, I know. It's sad at times. Whew. But then again, we get to laugh at all the stupid stuff that they do because they don't know any better. So we got that going for us.
Tune in for a history lesson for me and Steve this weekend of
Seriously.
Years we were not
right.
even around for.
I'm going to tell you all about Iran-Contra.
Nuclear
Black
proliferation. Yeah.
You guys are going to have fun. Boy, yeah. Wikipedia is going to get a workout this weekend.
I'm going to describe every single building that was in Center City before they built Liberty One. All right? Buckle up for Sunday afternoon.
That was the dumbest rule on the planet.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Hey, baby, why don't you rip off that funny uniform and start shaking your moneymaker?
102.9 MGK.
Ladies and gentlemen, joining us now, a man with the speed of a cheetah, the stamina of a stallion, the strength of a bull. He's a man who lies just as well as I just did. The complicated ape himself, Brian Callen, is on the phone. Good morning, Brian.
John, good morning. I appreciate that introduction. I'm holding a very deep squat right now.
Okay.
So that's all you need to know.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
Yeah.
As long as that squat isn't happening over something, I'm glad to know about it.
That's a personal question I'm not going to answer. What's going on? I miss you, my friend.
I miss you too. I think the thing that I hate the most about this damn pandemic, I haven't been able to see any comedy friends for months on end, and I'm just sick of it. Do you have any idea when you're coming back to town, when you're going back out on the road?
I'll be in Philly at Helium on September 17th, 18th, 19th, and probably the 20th. I'll probably take the Lord's Day to do more comedy.
That's got to be painful. That's got to be painful for you. I know how much church means to you.
It does. I observe the Sabbath, and as you know, God frequently whispers in my ear, "You're my favorite." So I have that. So, yeah. So I fast to get even more shredded for the Lord on Sunday, and I do good works with my hands. There it is.
You probably feel pretty good about your working out and, you know, the good shape that you're in, and then you're in an episode of The Goldbergs or School, I'm not sure which it was, with Bill Goldberg. How did that make you feel about your workouts?
Well, Bill is a real athlete. I'm an actor. Okay. And I'm just sad that my mother never bred with a Samoan or someone. instead, she didn't. And I'm just a regular guy. I'm a high school athlete. But when you're with a guy like Bill Goldberg, who played professional football for, I think it was 4 years, professional. He made it in the NFL. He was playing against me in a football game in the episode. And there was a giant stuntman there, and he looked at him and he said, "Don't need him." It's like, "Bill, we got to stuntman, sir, because you got to knock these guys, you got to hit these guys, and then you got to jump, and don't need him." I was playing the quarterback. He was, "I'm going to try to clothesline you. You got to duck under my arm." And I'm not kidding. And I go, "Oh, and he goes, "All right, I'm coming for you. I'm coming for your head. You got to duck." And I, because I'm a coward, they couldn't get a shot because I kept wincing. I kept wincing, and then I would sort of run. I would lilt. I wouldn't duck. I would lilt, and then kind of like fade away. So we had to do it over and over again. It's when you realize what a real athlete is. And then he got a little out of hand, and I had to use my kung fu on him. And
because you've got the best kung fu I've ever seen on a comic.
Well, first of all, you're pronouncing it wrong. It's kung fu, but that doesn't matter.
I'm sorry. Kung fu.
Yeah. Well, he got me mad, and I had to take my shirt off, and then that was it.
That was it. Well, that must have impressed the hell out of him.
Well, the best was when I was at a guy, not to drop a name, but a guy named Sylvester Stallone's house.
Okay.
Watching the fight. Well, who shows up but a guy named Sugar Ray Leonard.
Okay.
At his house, when you go to the fights, people like Arnold Schwarzenegger and Guy Fieri and David Blaine and Bill Burr, those are the kind of people that just show up.
Who's who? Wow.
You guys haven't heard of him, but a guy named Al Pacino walked.
Oh, my God.
And I looked at him, and I looked at him, and I went, "I saw you in the Irishman. You were good." But, John, you'd like it, because at one point, I was talking to Sugar Ray after we had seen the fights, because I do a little amateur boxing. Mm-hmm. And when I say amateur, that just means I work out with a trainer, and I try to spar with guys who are not athletic, and I don't do well. But I love it, and I've been doing it a long time. And so I said to him, "Jim, every time I try to go to the body, as I transition from a jab and I dip left, I get caught in the face." And I go, how do you work the body? So he starts to teach me how to hit to the body, how to step. And as he's doing that, Stallone says to my friend, "What are you doing? Get this on video." So I got a video of Sugar Ray Leonard teaching me how to go to the body and not get hit in the face while Stallone watches in his home. So
oh, wow.
I was so excited. I was producing estrogen the whole time. it was so exciting.
Brian, this entire scene sounds like a setup for a Frank Caliendo bit.
So how have you been handling the pandemic, being quarantined? How does that worked out for somebody like you that has such amazing manpowers?
If you had told me that the government and, in fact, the world was going to shut us down for 2 weeks, I mean, shut everything down for 2 weeks, and, oh, by the way, we'd have to stand 6 feet away from people, and, oh, by the way, we'd have to cover our mouths, I'd say 2 weeks – and I'd laugh at you, and I'd say, look, you're into these conspiracy theories, and I'd probably wave you off. 4 months later in Los Angeles, I'm still having to wear a mask. And all due respect and compassion to the people who are responsible for public health and stuff. I mean, nobody knew what this thing was. But, I mean, after a while, I got to go to work. You know what I mean? Listen, if I'm on an iceberg, all right, with my entire extended family, and a polar bear is coming at me, we got to figure out what we're going to do. I mean, somebody's got to be fed to the polar bear. Now, I love my entire family, but Grandpa's going first. I mean, right? And then Grandma and I have to have a conversation. My mother, I pay the bill, you know? I mean, the babysitter probably goes, and then Grandma.
Well, Brian, I saw that the one job you didn't give up was going on Rogan's podcast because he was testing everybody. He had test kits. And in the meantime, he signs a $100 million deal with Spotify. How much have you begged from him so far to have?
Look, man, I'm asking him to pay my house off. I don't know what I got to do. 25 years of friendship. The guy can't dip into his pockets. All of a sudden, he's an alligator. He can't wet my beak a little bit. You know what I'm saying? It's amazing to me. I guess we're just fair weather friends. You got a lot of money. Just let me use the interest, for God's sake, for one day, for one. I'm tired of having to pay for expensive wine. Pay my house off. I just want to be a dandy. John, I just want you and I to be. I want to wear a tweed coat. I want to smoke a pipe. I want to swill wine. And I want to pontificate with my friends.
We spent an afternoon being dandies the last time you were in Philadelphia.
I want to be super rich. I want to be rich enough to have someone summoned. You know what I mean? I want to be rich enough. I want to be like this. I miss John DeBella. Someone have him fetched. Bring him to me, please. I want to be that rich. That's when you have money. When suddenly you're being taken to me.
Oh, I didn't ask. How's Dad?
Papa is 80 and beat me in golf the other day in Utah.
Okay.
Dad is at 80 years old, and I'll give you this. I took a COVID test before I went to see him and my mom.
All right.
I said, "Are you being careful?" And he goes, "Eh." What? I said, you know, be careful with the COVID. He goes, and then he changed the subject and was talking. And then at one point, he got close to me. Now, I had taken a test, but I said, hey, not so close. And my father looked at me and he goes, ah, you're one of those, huh? I swear to God. Like, somehow I was a liberal. I was a liberal. Somehow I was a bit too left-wing because I was afraid for his sake. So my dad will punch Corona in his face. He doesn't care about Corona. I'm not kidding. It's crazy.
Well, Brian Callen, his most recent special, The Complicated Ape, is available to stream on Amazon Prime, iTunes, YouTube, Apple Music. Of course, his podcast, The Fighter and the Kid, is available on iTunes. Who is the kid and who is the fighter in that podcast?
Well, you know, John, I don't really age, and so I'm the kid, obviously.
Okay.
I mean, I'm sorry about that. I got tight-fitting skin. What do you want? I'm incredibly supple, and I've got tight-fitting skin. I never take a day off working out, as you know. You haven't seen me in bed, but don't worry about it. But the bottom line is, I'm the kid, and Brendan's the fighter.
Now,
it's not that I can't fight. If you cause a problem, I'll keep you busy. Uh-huh. I'll meet you halfway.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Brian Callen, our guest.
The John DeBella Podcast.
102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.